He left there in the middle of the night as Dr. Leonard on the day towards the back. He made him up on a bit of a tangent over here. There was a time when the early time when the man got Shimmy Shizu. It's a question the Bible was asked what the name Shizu means. So actually writes in one place in his Gemara that Shizu means that he was actually a bit of living. He could explain Yes. Mishva means to explain things. Yeah. And the other claim, Sagar Abayah says, Father Hashem is saying that it's not perhaps the same as Father like Rashi, the best of the good for living, has the chance of sitting in the home that says Shazir. He's receiving it. But evidently, he's a true early Talmud. And he's not quoted that often in the Talmud. And he wrote that the Gemara has quoted an opinion that says the God of Sidat Hashem, which the Gemara I'd like to go back to exactly what he was doing, just over the rest of the Gemara, into it too well. But the Gemara started quoting the Lenin, the Gemara of Gaiden, say the case for the new Zidzer, and the Gemara said, what do I see? The next mission do you have something to say about that? What if you left that Shem Hashem? So do you write the Shem Hashem in between the lines? Can you write part of Shem Hashem? Let's say, well, you say, well, if you write the sign of, hey, can you put that on top of the line? Or do you say, no, you have to write the next word, you write the hey over here, and then you write the missing letter from the next word on top of the line. So that was the issue that the third of him had asked, then he started discussing exactly how to repass him. So we passed like a commission deal on that issue. Of why did Hashem Hashem, part of Hashem Hashem, the other Hashem Hashem, anything alone? We had an impossible of Hashem Shavuot in general. So there were two opinions. One opinion was that the only impossible of Hashem Shavuot in two cases. But the other one says we only accept the opinion of Hashem Shavuot in the case of Mitzvah and in Shemesh Ma'asa Shadonai. Mitzvah was the case where the person is sick in the hospital on his deathbed and he tells the faithful, just to get me to write address for my wife. If he would have said, right to get you delivered to my wife, then my son, right to get me delivered. But why did he say he's right now and at the time that, that they're about to write and deliver? But if a person says, right to get to my wife, that's how I love my wife in such a case. And then he says, for the sake of right to get and deliver to my wife, just to get me delivered. And then he says, lots of me back, but I'm not going to be trying to save you time. Before he dies, he's still breathing, he's not a precaution, but before he dies, he loses his paper. But he goes into a coma. That's how he's been told in Mishnaka. That's how he's been in Egypt, that's how he's been That's how he's been in Mishnaka. But the person who tells the paper to write the judge, and he tells the shliach to deliver the judge. And then the Baal of Mishnaka, the Baal isn't his paper, if he falls asleep, that's a different thing. Then you may write the judge, even if he has any symptoms. What if the person loses his bath? And person says, if he goes into a coma, that's like he didn't consider the loss of that. But then the halacha is that the person may not go to death, and shliach cannot believe it. But what's over here? We see the person is sick in the hospital, he's not, he didn't go into a coma yet, he's still conscious. And we don't hurry up and write the death. So what Shimish is doing for, even though the husband only said, keep the death, he should write the death. He didn't say anything about delivering it. But it's obvious that he means they should deliver it. He doesn't mean they should write the death, and bring it back to him, and he's going to give it to the last one. Take another 5 days. So he's going to be able to do it for us, and then give it quickly. So one opinion that we know of, that from the 10 or so cases that Rav Shimi Shavuot expresses his review, one has been done to less than 10. Mishnayos and Brayos have both counted up, Rav Shimi Shavuot's opinion is good. So one in all of them, that Yehudim said, the only task of Rav Shimi Shavuot in two out of all these cases. One is the Mishikon, the man who is the Sakona, he is dying on his deathbed and asking him to get to say three. He just said, keep the dead and he's the right to get. So from the city, he means right to get and deliver. And the only case was the complicated case that we discussed last week, that the Chumash Maisa, if somebody purchased zero, or vegetables, whatever, someone on the earth, but on the earth, in terms of the Mishnah, they're not so observant. So they weren't able to go back to the Makrish Maisa on letter 8. So if whenever you purchase anything like green oil to sell, you have to match the proper amount of chimish and lime. So if I purchase some grain or anything like green, soup, vegetables, from an animal oil, which is not so absorbing, the green is not to be matched, my own matches. So my solution, 1/10 of everything that I have. Well, I'm not to match my solution, 1/10 of my solution that you have to give to the colonel. The my solution is just for the lady, the my solution is just for the cunt. When you market the my solution, you have to give it to the cunt, and it's forbidden for a man trying to eat, with the same status as true of the donor. So the mission is to be a shaman, it's a zar, if a man cohen eats chala, shuma, bikurim, or my solution has the same status. So what happened? It's a nice and nice, but I separated pulled back into all of the chulim that I have. If you have the dinner that Minatoya is bucket below. If you have Mural Hector, then you have Easter, the Minatoya says have the Troy Bucket, and everything is missing. But the Rabbanon, a simple word is not sufficient. And by showing a root flower, no one. You must have 100 times Hector against the one unit of Easter, which you will never have over here, because the 99 is 1% of the whole thing. So you only have 99 units of Hector against the one unit of Easter. You don't have enough to do any battle if the maximum amount is falls back and gets mixed up. Not 100 bushels of grain, I set aside 10 bushels of my solution. From the 10, I set aside 1 bushel of my solution to give it to the point. And then I forgot to put labels on. So now I don't remember which is the maximum amount and which is the rest. So the my solution doesn't raise such a problem because my solution is passing, maybe written by a non-lazy. And the closest I can end, I'm only a born and you've done it. The fact of my solution is written in the ground. So I'm going to go ahead and achieve it. If you want to give it to the legs, they blow one day. So give me a different line dishes. We can't identify which are the nine dishes. Yeah, you just have to be marked. You don't have to give it away. Yeah. You just have to be marked. So that's some of the problem, by the way, just marked. But as far as the marked issue is concerned, Mountain and Mountain and Mountain said they have to give it to the coin by this case, it's the mind. You say again, how much of the whole of Hawaii sell it to the coin? The case is that you talk to either of them, let's you talk to the coin. But you say that the Mountain and Mountain might give it to the coin, and you say, no, it's the same, how much of the whole of Hawaii, let me prove that the Mountain and Mountain purchased it. It's not Mountain, so let me give it to the coin. That's not because of rational and the coin is not allowed to eat it. Mountain and Mountain is not allowed to eat it. But now I have, that's only the whole thing, I have 100 bushels. And I know that one bushel is my phenomenon of Isis, which is forbidden from all countries. And now that I'm bushel of a hectare, but now that I'm saying one is not enough to be in the back of Nidhi Rabbanon. Okay, it's plenty, it's more than enough. For Nidhi Rabbanon, we must have 100 bushels of a hundred units of hectare against the one unit of Isis. We don't have it over here. For Nidhi Rabbanon, we're not allowed to do this. So what do we do with stuff? So I'm sure she's going to say that to you. She says that you're mental, and not only on Shabbat, but like the word of the Amharic. If the Amharic tells you on Shabbat that he was not there, so you know the Amharic don't tell a lie on Shabbat. You think that he's a special avail to tell a lie on Shabbat. So the Amharic says that he has to tell us that they are Makrish Maisim, and the Amharic says we don't believe them because they're not always in Gospic in that. And a person doesn't keep kosher, he's not believing that they're person himself doesn't keep kosher, but he knows they don't keep kosher, so he says, Rabbi, you know what they're kosher to, so the beginning of it is not believed. Mishnah tells you to call it a kosher on above her, Lebanon will only be the person who doesn't observe that thing is not willing to testify on it. And if a person who really himself or she herself doesn't keep parasha mishpacha is not willing to be in charge of the mitzvah. But they should check to determine that the mitzvah is kosher. Let's say the mitzvah woman who's going to check that the woman on a table or here under the water, that the mitzvah woman is the woman who herself doesn't keep parasha mishpacha, so she's not allowed to be in charge of the mitzvah. You don't have to keep kosher in order to be in charge of the mitzvah. You don't have to observe Tanakh and Mishpach in order to be believed for kosher. The belief, whatever mitzvah the person wants to be believed on, on kosher, on Shabbat, on Tanakh and Mishpach, whatever they want to be believed on, they have to be observed into that area. They don't have to be observed into that area. Just that it's not recommended if the person is not on Shabbat and so on, so who's going to want to eat some kosher food? Who's going to want to rely on the mitzvah so they don't keep kosher? But simply, legally speaking, in halakhically, according to the Mishnah says in Korot, that the person has to be learning on that issue. To hear the Yamaha, all of the latter is adopted as far as our precious mice is concerned. The Rosh Hashanah in the week says that they are not Jewish, we are not allowed to believe them because we don't apply the call of the Rosh Hashanah to him to a person who himself doesn't observe that area of halakha. But on Shabbat, if they tell you that they are not Jewish, on Shabbat, they are told to tell a lie, so they must be found the truth. That's the end of it. So if Shemesh is there, says, in this case, we have 99 dishes for one, well, some of our colleagues wouldn't make it anyway. And the Amor tells you that he does not fish, even if he doesn't tell you on Shabbat. A few of the colleagues, he tells you in this case, you also may take his verse for it, and you may use the 400 dishes. You do. Right. We have a call, we don't know if it's there or there, but one of the first thing explained, based on the demand of the Shabbat, what are you trying to do? What is there or there to reinforce the Mitzvah of Rabbanon? And the Chachamim want to change the Dinah life. So the Chachamim only authorized by the Torah to institute various rituals and Torah. There must be a great need and a great source. But that hates not so. If one is called a Gzorah Lutzor, if the Chachamim are afraid that someone is going to violate an Gzorah Daraisa, that's called a Gzorah Lutzor. But let's say the Chachamim are afraid that someone is going to violate an Gzorah Daraisa. So the government of today is to protect people from violating the law of the government. So the law considers that not sufficient for. Some say that it's a law of 4 o'clock. That's it, sir. They want to protect people from violating the law of the government. But that's not sufficient for. That's called exorbitant. The second law was instituted because they were afraid that some of the people are violating the law of the government. But over here, they have two separate independent during the law of the government, which were instituted each independently of the other, which happened to combine in this instance. You have one during the law of the government, that are very hard betrayal of buckets, and I thought if you had a unit of Israel, you have 10 units of Hertha, which already buckets are all. With the Rabbanan, even though you have 10 units, really, 99 units of Hertha, you must have 100 units to do the Vato Truma. So that's why we bring the Rabbanan. If they were not here, the Truma is only buckets, the Echad and Moya. You have 100 units of Hertha against the only individual. Then they instituted another independent bring the Rabbanan, that in any way, that's a person who is, doesn't look like he's so clean, even if he swears up and down on a stack of Bible that he was Marcus Schneider, they're not allowed to believe him because they were someone who was also not in the Baptist and I thought he's Marcus. So he made a facade on all these people who were feeling like they're not so observant. And the Earth is now doesn't mean that he's not learned. It has nothing to do with whether he learned or doesn't learn. And the Earth means one who hasn't come to a dozen of three and promised to observe the mitzvah regarding my we come to our business, we look at the Chachamim. Our business is Chavir, and they have the institution of Chavir as opposed to Amaret. Chavir means today they have a new institution of Chavir. It means a person who is in the day of faith, if you didn't sort of the title, like a Harvard court, if you didn't have Chavir. Like, by the Germans, it took that, it's about one and two of you a Chavir. You call up to the poet, it's called Yamah HaChavir, instead of just a son of that time, you call up a Chavir. That's a different institution of Chavir. But in the times of the Talmud, the times of the Mishnah of the Talmud, the Chavir means the person who is in the capital of Jewish Chavir, the person who accepted upon himself in the presence of three observant people that he swore and he promised to keep all of his demons regarding how precious Trinity is. That's enough. And then if you look to us to the best of our knowledge that he keeps his promise, if he's really observing the demon, then he keeps the status of the Chavir, then we will believe him when he says he is not Christ. One who doesn't look like he's such a famous fellow, and who doesn't want to accept, who doesn't want to be in the kind of living chavoyah, who doesn't want to promise in the presence of three people whom we know are observing, who doesn't want to promise that he's going to fulfill all the laws regarding how precious famous a man is, he's called an unholy. It doesn't matter whether he's learning or not learning. You can have a very learned person who's not a chavoyah, and you can have a biggest unholy who is a chavoyah. It has nothing to do with the same unholy to meet them, doesn't mean an ignorant person. It means one who refuses to accept upon himself. Is that what you need to do? Just accept the time itself, do this other? Just fine. Okay, you have a problem today. Let's say, what are you for today? And you go to your relatives. You go visit your cousin, someone else before. And they give you free food. So how are you allowed to eat the food? So they say, food. Pressure food? What do you mean pressure food? The meat is not pressure. Okay. So what about the vegetables? What about the bread? The thing is, Marcus Trinity Mike. So let's tell you, what is Marcus Trinity Mike? So they're loving the problem with this other. A question? So the Or HaShem arrived from his faith of Or HaShem HaOstu. Or HaShem wrote at the time that he didn't have any Midrash as well. This is all the Jew world. He wrote a whole section on the Shulchan Aruch. What they did and what they saw, what are they going to be as far as Melech? How are they going to be Melech? How are they going to be Kabbalah? How are they going to be Shulchan Aruch? How are they going to be Or HaShem HaOstu? It's going to be Melech here, but I'm so now this section here comes up with this Kiddush, which is what it's probably said in us, that the Chalit HaGlach is after one thing is going. And so the question is like this, nobody today was ever in the Kabbi Dibi Chavayos. And the only way in the Kabbi Dibi Chavayos is to accept in the presence of three people who are already Chavayos. So how do you start off the whole institution? So no one is a Chavayos, and nobody can start off to be a Chavayos. So there's a certain here, but yeah, there's a lot of common sense, right? And it's crazy, but it seems that the man is there, but the whole institution has collapsed, but nobody is a chavir, they're not chavirin around. So he just looks at the person is religious, if he looks at the former person, he tells you that it's a mindset, that it's not his mindset, so he's not his mindset, but he doesn't know anything. But you don't have the whole chumri today, that you have to do the chavir, that's the past is right there.
The
mindset is
right there.
Yeah, that's how we talk. It's all about that. Well, not everything is about that. No, we talk about double creation. You say it's all right. Yeah, the vegetables, fruits, most of the Chinese mountains is the Rabban. And grain, that's the world not talking about like that. The Chazanish talking about that, the prostitutes. And Bogan means all kinds of grain, and those of the Rabban. And grapes and wine of Kiddush. And Yitzhak means an olive, so olive oil. The world not talking about that, Chinese mountains is Minotaur. And that is the truth, it's Minotaur. As far as all the fruits and vegetables and rice and everything else, as well as an olive, it's still there. The need to be mocked, Chinese mountains, to hook up a tree and mountain and so on. Is only the Rabban. But most of the Hafash is only the Rabban. So that's what the Rabban says, because that's what most people do in our Kitzur. We assume that there's not a lot of Hafash position of Chavar in America or in our Kalam. And the Rabban person says that he is not, because we only take his life, but it looks like an elephant. Others are not this. Others are not this. Yeah, it's okay. A shopkeeper that he uses me, and he says he is not this, or he says that somebody came from the Rabbanit. From the rabbinic, whichever dealer he happens to be a member of, and he says that they were mafish, they were mafish Chinese and Isis, they didn't say, hey, if he looks up at the other thing, I don't know what it is. Do they have the rabbinic as much gear for you? I think they own, right? So you're gone, nothing. Maybe why is mafish on the other? Yeah. 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 Mita Adin. No, Mita Adin we don't have. The Rabbanit has a Mashgiach who is in charge of being Mafish. I think three has the Rabbanit has government Mafish. Every time Mafish, you see that the Tavilachis and all the Tavilachis, some of them, not all the Tavilachis. Some of the Tavilachis want to sell our Mafish because of this Kriyat. But we don't have anybody who is a Chavit of many world. So nobody can even cover the Vitaros in the presence of the Vitaros. Everybody has a status of Antares. However long you are, you have a deal of Antares. So when you visit some of the Vitaros in the soil, they'll give you a cup of tea without sugar. But they'll give you a sack of sugar that says, they sell it quick for a while. But this comes from quick for a while, so you don't have to. So you don't have to put my word on it that you're a master student manager. It doesn't come from the right as well. There's a lot of people there for it. It doesn't come from the right as well, but you can believe it. I'll give you a box of front lights with the milk, and I'll say this front light says it'll give you out of an English, which is also a textile quick light. The green quick light, they would have a green light to throw out, but the markers go with it themselves, but they are scared that they are not even supposed to be, you don't want to believe me. But someone will say, you don't want to believe me, they are not as strong as an English. That's why some of the countries take you a visit on, they won't give you any sugar, they won't give you any grapes or any fruit trees. And that's fine, I can't even believe you. We say we're not allowed to believe it because we're not allowed to believe me that my case is the nicest, that my prayers are the nicest.
Is this true? Is the
master
moving
stuff like that?
Huh? Okay.
That's really well. What about... So maybe most people assume like the Al-Hashokin says, but the whole institution doesn't apply this one again.
But
when you come in
the
category
of
such culture,
the mind itself
can be fine. And then it's fine. But this is the classical trait that's part of the graphic of the group that is part of the graphic of the group. Exactly. That's the classical trait of the graphic of the group. If you have a topic, you get to this topic or not. And then I can't identify which is the question. Right. So this is the trait that's the classical trait of the group. So you asked a good question before. Let it be observable, observable. So this is kosher. The whole deal that you have to have no way, you have to have a 100 units of hectare. Against the one unit of this year, it's purely under the Rabbanon. The whole institution of the mind under the Rabbanon, it shouldn't even be observed and observed. So the first thing I'll explain in several different parallel forms, if it's from Yeshua has, and it's from Samuel, and Mishnah Gura, and the Jerusalem, another part thing I'll explain in the same channel. Where it's going is that the Chachamim put it observed because they wanted to prevent people from violating and avoid the Rabbanon. But if we institute it to an intended building the Rabban, we institute it as one of the nine, not to be lying on her. We institute it as the Rabban of Luz Laila, to be Marat of Shunya. And it does happen to one case, these two singers the Rabban happen to be piled up, one on top of the other, that's called the Trade Rabban. That's not called the Gzor of the Gzor. That's called the Trade Rabban. The Trade Rabban is legitimate. The only thing the Rabban are not allowed to do is they're not allowed to institute a Gzor of the Gzor. And if they do, it's not valid. It's not binding. It's a violation of that purpose. If you got a man, if the Chachamim Institute observed the Rabbanon, because they observe that people are going to violate and avoid the Rabbanon, that's considered non-sufficient reasons for instituting observe the Rabbanon. And in this case, the Chachamim who made the Chachamim are considered as if they not considered a gift. That's not violated the ethos. How can it be? Because the child never warranted. The child never gave him a license over the things he gave him over the others. So that's a violation. Mishmaku must mishmaku. And all mishmaku mishmaku. They're not allowed to make it very well observed. That's a deed. It's an outside violation of that thing. So again, so there's no point to say, fewer than 10 places that Akshini should do, Akshini should do is one of the earlier Sunday, there are less than 10 spoken that we have from this town of Akshini should do. And the Gemara has enough hope to how many of the cases that Akshini should do's opinion pops up, how many of these do we accept his view now? Laka, and where do we disagree? So one view was that Lothian's opinion was that from all of these cases that I've mentioned, and we've got to know, we only talk about Akshini should do in two. But then he's got the gifts, and then the sick and dying in the hospital, he didn't want to keep you going to Yishti. It's understood that when he meant to keep you, can you get Yishti? It's obvious. What then do you say, keep you getting caught in the freezer? What's it going to do to get? Can you keep you going to Yishti? How do you have to do the death quickly? How is he going to get to the early death in Yishti? If the man is dying anyway, so what do you want to give the death to his wife for? So if I hear him away from his wife, he doesn't want to fix Shiva. Because he loves him, he wants to save that agony of going to the Balitza. One of the Achraim saw in the Levish, there was a big ace against that, a get in Zina. So the Levish, they got stuck. But such a case, if the get is not valid. Such a get is not valid. Because the Torah says, when a man hates his wife, and he divorces her, then she has the right to marry somebody else. So the Torah only describes a man divorcing his wife because he doesn't get a money for it. But if he loves his wife so much, so you want to spare her the agony of going through the Khalifa, yes, the new guy, the new family, so then this comes up to the finish that such a death is not valid. And all the Khalifa say, there is one, it's against the Gemara. You know, for the same reason you can't have a death stream there. But for the Gemara, how is that? Hello? You don't have to answer the issue. You don't say the Gemara? Yes. So when? No, to write the death, no. Not to write the death or write more. For death, the man has one clue. The death is written already. So there's no problem of Malacha running the death. So you just to bring the Rabban and another one. Give the death in Shabbos. No time, not for the evil law of Mahalo. No issue of time. So just to listen to the Rabban and issue not to come on time. You don't want to make him run on Shabbos. You don't want to get married on Shabbos. You don't want to do any stealing on Shabbos. You don't want to buy, sell, or anything like that. The case is close to perspective that giving a death is included in that commandment. Because you're so human. You're breaking up the tradition, so human. The case says that normally it's forbidden to give a death on Shabbos, but in the instance of a Shabbos, the man is about to die, then you can also get a death allowed. You know, it's a difference. In such a case, we allow giving a death on Shabbos. So that is what the man is saying, the law comes out. The only issue is the Mecca commandment issue, then we allow. So again, just to this job is going to be, there's no report about less than 10 cases where the opinions of Akshini Shizuri are sold. And the question we're going to do is how many of the cases that we talk about Akshini Shizuri and how many not. So both of these opinions are only two out of these several cases. Akshini Shizuri only one is correct. And every other time that he said something, he knew it. He didn't talk about anything else that he said. And the only one that he said not true, so he talked about everything that Akshini Shizuri said. After giving a chance, he only quoted that 10 times a shot. Which is one thing you talk about everything that is in the book. So that's the start changing our book. In the book, in the name of Rachamim, we were commenting on one specific Mishnah advice, and we're trying to figure it out, we're trying to reconstruct where the maker's original statement, in connection with which Mishnah advice is in the maker's original number. He says in one case, we're doing the work of Shemesh Zuri, and not only in this one case, but also in all other cases where Shemesh Zuri, the thing was mentioned, we always talk about him. We want to come to this instruct historically, which is the original statement of Akshini Shizuri, but in the story of Kalina. But Halakha reminds us there's nothing to do with what the original case is, because it says we talk about it all the time. So we never quote anything that Shizuri really did about it. It's just a historical piece of the law, which was the original advice on Mishnah that Rabbi Chanina's comment was made. So most of it, we try to suggest various Mishnahic advices. We know there's one way or another why that couldn't be the original. So, well, now we're going to try another one.
So the man says about the pronouns from the bottom of the Roman imagus, Ayo, aho. And there's been a connection with the following picture. No paper for Chester in Shavir. But Yates has been cheap, and he's also a town who is really quoted in there. But Yates has been cheap. Very, very. I think he's quoted less often than Shavir Shavir with the team. But Yates has been cheap, but I know I'm Shavir Shavir Shavir. Yates has been cheap, of course. So when we have Shavir Shavir, the following thing. We have a halakha. So the rabbi grows in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's fruit, vegetables, grain, bedala, beans, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, is a little bit in a forest sometimes, or sometimes in the Rabbanon, but you have to set aside a certain amount for the Qur'an, 2% has to give to the Qur'an, and then 10% of it's left. Let's say I have 100 units. So I give 2 units to the Qur'an, then I have left 98 units. I have to give 10% of what's left, that's 9.8 of the whole thing I have to give to the Levi. From the 9.8, I have to give 1/10 to the Qur'an, that's 0.98 to the Qur'an. And then you have to make a little translation there, just by subtracting my 2% and my 9.8 to the Qur'an, I have to take off 10% of what's left. Right, so what you just want to make sure you work at a nice one. But what you do with all this, the 2% you give to the Qur'an, the 10% you give to the Levi, and the Levi have to give 1/10 to the Qur'an, finish. What you do with the next 10, the next 9? So if the year was divided into units of shmita, every 7th year there was shmita. The 7th year, everything was after, and whatever is after, you don't have to be mafish on the trim of the night. So everything you can eat is a pound and a half portion. So you don't have to, for 1 year, make up. So the problem is going to be the shmita, it's a different time. Shmita is a bigger problem. So you don't have any problem with trim of the night, it's only shmita. The question is the 6th year that you have to worry about, what are you doing? First he's talking about the 2% giving it to the king, 10% giving it to the lady, now what are you supposed to give? So the Kula says, the first in the second year of the Shmita cycle, you have to be Nafesh Ma'afesh Shani. Ma'afesh Shani, he takes the Balabas himself, the Sama takes to Yerushalayim, and he eats the dish of the Tahaya in Yerushalayim Ratesh. He loves to carry, that's what he has. He gets on, gigantic he gets, and he has tons and tons of stuff. See, the rest of the grain, with everything, it's pulled up, the stuff in the shop, what they're going to bring from us. So what they're afraid of, people who told her, all of them are the Shani and the money. In fact, the money from Yerushalayim, and it is there. The money is there, you don't allow any Akhirat, now it's the Shani of Yerushalayim, for 2 reasons. 1 reason is that everybody's panicked. 3 reasons. 1 reason is everybody's panicked. Another reason is that all of the food that you're going to buy will be from it. And you're not allowed to eat now the Shani, whether you are from it, or whether the food is from it. And the 3rd reason is more than the food, that there's money there. Even though the Ma'at Hashemi is not eating in the Beit HaMikdash at all, you're eating in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be anywhere near the Beit HaMikdash. But the Gnei runs out in the first place, that one is only permitted to eat Ma'at Hashemi in Yerushalayim, with Manshayesh Mizdorach Benri. So the Mizdorach is mitzvah, even if the Mizdorach is there, that is missing one of its stones of the Mizdorach, so you're not allowed to eat Ma'at Hashemi temporarily, until they fix up the Mizdorach. And if it's there, then you're allowed to eat the Ma'at Hashemi. So those are the few reasons why there's none of there, the amount of the not allowed to eat Ma'at Hashem. So what do we do today with Ma'at Hashem? You mark this tons and tons all over the church, not as Ma'at Hashem. We should be told to order Ma'at Hashem on the proper amount of money, so you're going to have millions of dollars of money that you're going to have to put away in a safe. What are you going to do with all that money? You're going to save it till they're building the bank. Until everybody's going to become poor. It's not all that. There's another thing here, Mishim Takola. The first is Mishim Takola. There's a problem of the year. You have to get rid of everything by the taste of the 4th year and the taste of the Shemitah of the 7th year. You can't keep the Takola. So let's keep it for 2 years. Maybe the whole year is better than this. Maybe the whole year is by the 4th year, by the Shemitah year. There's going to be not allowed to keep such money around for 2 years. This is the way about the Dina Dina, because the first is Mishim Takola. There is a theory that by mistake, the first is not taking out the Shemitah money. Merely the dollars, not the whole, misappropriated, but he makes a debt, which is the Ma'at Hashemi money, which is his money. He may use the Ma'at Hashemi money and buy everything, by clothing, by food, by clothing, and all that. The only thing that he uses for the purchase of food that he can use around the bishop for him. So there's a chashash takoya, whenever you set aside money at Hedges, or money at the Ma'at Hashemi, and you keep it around the house for a long period of time, you recommend against this Mishim Takoya. So what do they do today in Ma'at Hashemi? So we have a clue today that the total of tens and tens of Ma'at Hashemi, which is worth millions of dollars, and a pupa. Cannot be called by length of a pupa, but we have a clause, just like we have a clause by Hedges. If I have Hedges, something that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, that's worth millions of dollars. If you pay down a penny, if the Buddha provided for them, if you cheat the hedges, the yoga is a pig in the ground. Not profit to cheat the hedges, but the yoga if you did it, the pig in the ground. But there's men out there that wasn't doing anything other than the world, and they didn't do it on the youth to cheat the hedges, because hedges isn't going to do anything other than anything. What will they accomplish? If they buy the hedges and put aside millions of dollars, if the hedges isn't going to need the money, for the same time, the man is showing. But he's not aware of what they would be accomplishing by being paid all of our Mazashon on a proper amount of money, put aside $2 million every year, and be paid all of Mazashon, and it's ridiculous. No, we're going to throw the money out the ocean. We're burning all the money, we're destroyed. So nothing is accomplished. So that would be if we paid all of the Mazashon, the other half of Mazashon, we paid on a fruitful. And then we just throw just one fruit. That's the reason. So we have again, that's it. The 6 years of the Shmita cycle, we have to mark the Shmita and Marcus properly. The 7th year is the Shmita, everything is healthcare, elderly, and there's no need for any Hakrasa Shmita and Marcus at all. And the 6 years of the Marcus, what are the Marcus? So that the order of Marcus is 50% of the Kohanim right in the beginning. And it has to be in that order. The Torah has a specific status. First, you have to be Marcus Shmita the Bola, so the Kohanim is 50%. Then the Marcusha and the 9.8% for the lady, and the next 1% for the 12th. As the Marcus for the Marcusheni or the Marcusheni. Which year do you do Marcusheni and when do you do Marcusheni? So the finish there, the first and the second year, the Marcus Marcusheni. They do the Marcusheni, the father himself has the right to do it, to do it to his son, and what is the vision of the house? He wants to do it to other people and the room for him. But he doesn't want to give it away to anybody, he has a big family, he has a small farm, and he wants to give everything to his son, even himself. But he doesn't want to slap it out to his son, he's paid it on money. He takes the money, he goes to Yishan, and he buys ceramic furniture in the room, he buys his beer, ceramic furniture in the Kaka. But Baka, by standing by Yahweh Hashem, he buys his beer, and his ceramic furniture with his wine, and his drink. His mouth says he can't buy water. Soda he can't buy, water he can't buy, fish he can't buy. Chicken has to be pre-recruited to be the Kaka. It has to come here by growth in the ground like fruits and vegetables. But animals that live on the dry land, not fish or anything. Even if it's his uncle, not only two fish, can't buy even fish, can't buy any fish. Can't buy any fish. But also, they have to have that to pay the food in the income. So that's the 8th year. The 3rd year, he's not Makish now to show you that he keeps for him to be in Shalai. He has to be Makish now to run it. What is Makish, the 10% for the Sahara and the 10% for the Levian, is Makish the next 10%, and he has to read that for the 4th year. The same thing in the book, about the sheep, parrot, and all of that. Makish, I mean, very poor people. They aren't having to pay community day, and I'm trying to propose the Maserani of the 3rd year. And the 4th and the 5th year, even since the 4th and the 5th year is the same as the 1st and 2nd year, that the farmer's mouth is now to show me pictures of himself and each of them in the Shalom, the Bishop of the Hayah, provided that he's told, that the food is told, that they live in his death, and that they're from English. And the 6th year is again Maserani. And I can say it all. You have to be Makish Maserani. All the farmers in Israel, all the people here, if they're not Makish Maserani, they don't part of the fire to all the food is covered. So there's no situation now if you eat anything. But if you're Makish, the only question is your mindset. So they are willing to come and take it. So your mindset is not even they don't come and take it. So the farmers keep it. They're like the Shalach and Israel. They're not in the context of what they get. They're gathering, they're stealing Maserani from the Korani. And secondly, they're not the time to make them giving away the Maserani to them. Very short. So they don't come to that it's a welfare state and a good place to cheer and something, whatever, it's a shlacha hotel. Yeah, everybody's living in it. So it's not true. They are living on email at the same. Very short. Why we don't give right in our children? So here, what Shemesh is doing is discussing the following issue. What's the given if you have, like, say, fruits or vegetables or anything that grew in our hotel? Come in there and I have bushels and bushels. Of cover. I wasn't not there's only Shemesh from Isaac and Angel. I had tons of grain or whatever that grew in the 1st year of the Shemesh of Isaac and another ton of grain, the 2nd year, another ton of grain, the 3rd year. So you put it all together, 3rd year, 2nd year, 3rd year, you mix it all in together and you just mockers according to how much you have. So the prophet says you can't do that. It says in the finish in Pashas Re'ei, I feel, Kavua Zaraka, I yoke to have Sada, Shana, Shana. What do you mean Shana, Shana? The north of you have to be Makish from that year clear on that year. You don't want to be Makish from one year on the other. What if the yoga you went ahead and violated that then? And the farmer is Makish from the north year, from the grain of green, let's say, he wants to be a good fellow. Why should he be from the yoga for that's for their job, that's for their life, they're going to give the Kahana, and the Kahana will enjoy it. They want to be realistic, and the mantra is saying, the mantra, I didn't know that the Dina that you're not allowed to do that, the mantra. So the Dina that what to do if he is not his Mishana or Harika, the Dina is that if he can. But if not his in the first year, in the second year, second year, in the first year, or he has to stop in the first year, he has first year, second year, fourth year, fifth year. The first step and first step is all the same thing. The message from the builder, my solution, my solution, it's all the exact same thing. So then the deal is that the other, the Raman says it's half. Even though the Hakhila, the Mari Arabi Mahesh, the Shana Ahab, because the first degree is Shana Shana, I thought I had to call for it, I like to work on for the Shana Shana, the Mari says we end the poet each year, it's in the Mahesh for that year. But for the other, it's in the Mahesh, the Shana Ahab, it would be half. What if I wrote in the Mahesh, let's say, from the second year on the third, or the third on the second. And the second, third year is a discrepancy of that. The second year you start to be Mahesh, Mahesh Hashem. What do you take to the third year? You're Mahesh, Mahesh Hashem, but you take to the Shem immediately. The third year you start to be Mahesh, Mahesh Hashem. So let's say I'm going to take three from the third year, and the Mahesh, what? One tenth of the, let's say one time last year, one time this year, and the Mahesh, one-tenth of the two times that I'm either showing us the one half an eighth. Then you have to make it. What are you going to do with it? You're going to give it to the Amun, or you're going to read it to Yerushalayim. So I'll be not fresh. One, from the fresh stuff. I want to be a very good fellow. Or from the fresh tzvua. I'll be not fresh. One-tenth of this time for this year, the Amun will do, as my Serani. And another time, for what we left here, but it should be not the same as the last year. So there again is the reason that the other is not come. But see, this is the reason. The second year when the first of the Mahesh 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 Shani, the other first of the Mahesh Mahesh Shani. The third year when the first of the Mahesh 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 Shani, the other first of the Mahesh Mahesh Shani. So it's a completely different being, completely different approaches. Then again, for the reason that the other, one kind of the Mahesh from one year on the other, because this constitutes the Nachiyat al-Atafu, and Atafu al-Atafu, so you can't see different approaches, so one kind part of it. So there is the other didn't go back. So the Mishnah with the Brightest, think about this issue, that the Hakira, one of them are allowed to be Mahesh in three that grew in 1 year, and three that grew in a different year, and the other that would be Dao, that would be Ha, and in some instances, even the other, the Hakash of the Mahesh Ha, that your Mahesh to win Ka, the Mahesh in three that grew in a third year, and some of them grew in a second year, because in a third year, a second year, a third year. The question is, what do you mean? That it's really grew in 1 year. I mean, the vegetables grew, and it's not touched in one day. The vegetables are not thrown into the day. Because I should plant them, not touch the orchard, but you should plant them just for Rosh Hashanah, a plant on 10 without them, and I have it for my own Rosh Hashanah next year. You plant it before Rosh Hashanah, and I didn't plant it before, and I grow it before. Yes, sir. It's something, it's not considered good. It's not that all the growth is the same as every year. All the vegetables fruit everything. But that's the money that comes in the next year. So how do you determine which year it belongs to? How do you decide whether these islands belong to Tafsir Yambay or to Tafsir Yambay? So we have four different criteria. We have a Rosh Hashanah. We have a cutoff point. So whatever grew before that point belongs to the previous year, whatever grows after that point belongs to the next year. But the question is, what do you agree? So what if it grows before and after? What if it grows before? What if it grows after? We have four different senses that are different cities. The halacha says that with respect to vegetables, just plain potatoes, carrots, onions, same vegetables that grow on the ground, the determining factor is the chitta. When the vegetables, I don't have to go far as you know, when they plant it on the ground, when it's produced, and there's the lentils growing, whatever, that's put on the table. When you harvest it from the ground, and you put it all up on the ground, that's called the chitta. If I did a Lechita before Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to Lechita. If I do a Lechita, I pluck it up and down. After Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to Lechita. That's clear. That's as far as your Lechita's concerned. You're not supposed to go back to Lechita. In particular, if you have Bad Alach, which is, I would have said that Bad Alach is a different category of growth. No, the Dorka is not the same. The Dorka is talking about the Adama. That as far as Shemit and Isis are concerned, we don't go back to Lechita like we do in vegetables and we pull it off the ground. That's what they tell us which year belongs to. When do we detach it from the ground? We go back to Lechita. As far as Shemit is concerned, it goes back to Hashrosha. When did it take root from again? It doesn't always take root immediately, you put it in. It takes a few hours. If now the process has been first taken, Hashem, how many hours or how many days should it take for this thing to take root? Then in Baba Lachi, go back to Hashrosha, to be funny, when it took root, if it took root in before Hashem, then it belongs to last year. Even when it took root, it just took root again. So it takes a few months to grow. Everything that grows into the next year is considered as if it belongs to last year's crop, and you have to be nourished by the list. Now showing from the side, vegetables can say you go back by Lachita, that's a Gabalian. These are the opposite extreme sheets. And then you have, by fruit, by growing a tree, or by growing, more than growing, it grows, you have another three criteria. By growing, it's like the determining criterion in Havrashlish, when it has grown one third. That's just a good machlokes. What do you mean one third of what? One third of the length of time that it's supposed to be sitting in the ground, or one third of its growth, because it's going to be a later date. And this means growing, and it takes, let's say, I don't know how many months it takes to grow, so if the one third of that time period has grown on, the growth will not grow through one third of its full ripeness. When it's older by the grain, then it grows much more, it grows much faster. So there's also machlokes in the showing. So they have rush, loose. So the one third of growth that we speak of by growing means one third of the time that it's supposed to stand sitting in the ground and growing, or one third of the size that it's supposed to be when it's fully grown. But the more it doesn't stay clear, the more it says this is. But the clearer, the determining factor is Havash Lish. If Havash Lish occurs before Rosh Hashanah, then this growing is later than last year's growth. Havash Lish occurs after Rosh Hashanah, then this clear belongs to this year. And as far as today's fruit on apples, pears, whatever else grows on the tree, it's fruit, all fruits that grow on the tree, the determining factor is chamotah. Chamotah is also a big machlokes. What exactly does chamotah mean? Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis and Rosh Hashanah. One opinion is that it's the same as Havash Lish. Tosis is that it's the exact same thing. Havash Lish by clear is what the grown means by chamotah. Then the fruits are one third ripe. Again, you tell me what is one third of how long they're going to have to sit on the tree. One-third of their size that they're going to be when they're fully grown. And now she should say that I'm not as well before one-third. Now she should say that they're going to start the bulb well before. Yes. Yeah, also we will have a problem. So here, the Chinese has a problematic vegetable. Some of the vegetables may sometimes be declared as kidneys, and sometimes be declared as a vegetable, depending on what and how you want to eat it. There are some who put here some kind of a pill on this, some kind of an Egyptian babala, a pill in their bean, some kind of an Egyptian bean. They actually give me the French word, puzzle, I don't know what it is. There's some kind of an Egyptian bean that the missionaries discussed over here, which you can sometimes plant because you're interested in eating what's going to grow in the state of bean. In which case it's going to be treated as a bean. We have bean, the beans that we go kidney, we go back to Hashrosha, when it's a fruit in the ground. What happens if I plant this bean, and I'm not interested so much in eating the beans, I'm not interested that the whole plant should grow, and it's going to grow really good, and I'm interested in eating the leaves. The leaves, I'm going to eat the bean with it, but I'm interested in eating the leaves as well. If I'm interested in eating the leaves, and if I can eat the vegetable, then it's labeled as a vegetable. Not as a bean, it's labeled as a vegetable. When it's determining criterion as to what it wants to run the way or the other, it won't be the Hashrosha, when it's a root to ground, but rather when it's a root to ground, when did I detach it from the ground? The Chinese Indian says that's the thing that the plain of mixture is such a vegetable which is sometimes labeled as chitin, as a gabalach, and you determine what it wants to run the way or the other according to when it's a root to ground, and sometimes I label it as a vegetable with a determining criterion to do in the kitchen. So you say, put it on this tree, you have this vegetable, so you've got all your garlic. So you plant it, I'll bask not to eat garlic. He's not interested in eating the leaves of the plant. He's interested in only eating the garlic, the double from in the original state. So then it has the status of kitchen, and kitchen has been doing the determining factor of Hashrosha. So what happens now, if he doesn't remember that he planted half of the field, or one many fields he planted before Rosh Hashanah, many fields he planted after Rosh Hashanah, now he doesn't remember which ones were before Rosh Hashanah, which ones were Rosh Hashanah. How is it able to manage to meet the market? So is it necessary to know that any fields he planted had been planted? but we have 100 spheres. Each sphere is connected at all at one time. We don't think I have to do a sphere at one time, that's what it's the other time. But is it necessary for the farmer to keep the bishops separate and distinct, the bishops in every sphere that to keep separate, but maybe this sphere took root before Rosh Hashanah, the other sphere took root after Rosh Hashanah, and things that he's speaking of over here are being that Babylon, that in permanent fact it will be the Hashlosha, so each one has to keep separately in order for the Makashich. You know, Chodesh ala Yashan, Chodesh ala Yashan ala Chodesh, and I will be Nafesh from that year and 1 year on the next year. Even if the Yishas couldn't bring a big favor to the Kohanim, they were doing, giving them flesh or a double up, it's still not allowed in that Kohanim. So it changed the way it says, big dog is bothering him, there's no problem. He said, just make sure you mix it up very, very much. So what can be the, what would be the problem? What would be the problem? They violate the rule that you're not allowed to match from 1 year on the other. If you mix it up well, which as many fields as it planted before Rosh Hashanah and as many as it planted after Rosh Hashanah after he has 100 fields. And it doesn't mean whether he planted 10 before Rosh Hashanah, 90 after, or 90 before and 10 after, or 50 before Rosh Hashanah, 50 after, it doesn't mean that at all. You don't have to remember. Well, he just mixed everything up very well, and he will have whatever. I don't know what I want to do with it, because let's say that you can never be sure that you're mixing up a double rubbish, you're mixing up a double bush, you can never be sure that it mixed up like that. If you have a double lock, if you have liquids and you spray them very well, let's say I have grapes. Now they have such a side with grapes, let's say. Some grapes grew in 1 year, some grapes grew in the other year, and I made rounds from other grapes. Now, where the bottles are on are completely mixed up. I try to identify which bottles are growing belong to last year, which belong to this year, and I'll be not this much. The very time I would say, it's not necessary to get the margin from every single bottle of wine. There's 1,000 bottles of wine, and if you got which belongs to your left, which belongs to this year. It's like, you must take the margin from every bottle. You had a difficult job, but it's not going to be impossible. Just take all the bottles of wine, mix them in one big bag, and store it there. And then, the double lock can say, yes, dear. Then you blend together, double lock, a liquid, and you store it there, and you assume that everything is evenly spread out. And now if you remark 2% of the good vat of wine, and you give it 2 months, ഇതിന് നോക്കുമ്പോ ഒരാൾ പ്രിഫോം ചെയ്യും. ഇപ്പോഴും ചില വീട്ടിൽ ഗവണം ഇതാണ് ശരിയാണ്
and he says, well, it's been a lot of the devil, yeah, it's been a lot of the devil, yeah, it's been a lot of the devil, yeah, but now it says in Rosh Hashanah clearly that this starts to don't expect. The only part is what he's doing with the devil, yeah, it's not the devil, yeah, so here's the thing he made, so the devil will affirm that the next thing, when the devil has to go there, and growing there, and there's a truth, whatever the case, that's a big part of them, but in general, so now I'm talking in the hospital, all of the hospitals of Shemit Martin, so they did, when I had a Shabbat, I had a Shabbat, when I was in Shabbat, I was in Shabbat. All of the 10% will be clear. But 10% of everything that you have will be lost. And 10% of everything will be noticed. If you do not will be lost, 90% will be from the mean. 90% will be lost, 90% of everything that you have will be from the mean. If you look to the mean, you think that it's not next to the mean. So the mean, now, that's the statement of absolution rule. So now it's time to reconstruct. To root the original perception, to root the original goal of absolution rule, in connection with which have come into all these places are impacting like Hashem is really a Muslim thing, and in all other places that he has quoted in the Mishnah from the Bible. Is this the original law? The Gemara says it cannot be. The Gemara says, Ha'itma Allah, we know that in connection with many Mishnahis and Brises, they had the Amoran had an oral tradition as to how to pass them. So again, in connection with this perception of Shavir, that Hashem is really the thing that is quoted, there is a tradition here as well. In connection with this Brisa Amrach Shema Banachmeni Amrab Yechanan Halach is Rav Shemish Yizui. We have an oral tradition that some Amoraim state explicitly that they pass on Rav Shimon over here. The Yilinko on it is the historical fact that Rav Chanin is coming. It was originally made in connection with this Brisa. Unami Lein Lord, let him say also on this Mishnah. Why didn't the oral tradition run as follows? Rav Yechanan and Rav Chanin both say that we pass on Rav Shemish Yizui in this Brisa. So it appears only Rav Yechanan made his statement directly on this Brisa, and Rav Chanina, Ulu, Amar Rav Chanina, didn't make his original statement on the Brisa. So we still don't know where was the original din of Rav Shemish Yizui that Rav Chanina says we pass on like this, that one din, and we pass on like all the cases of Rav Shemish Yizui's opinion is put. The Gemara says, Elo, where is the original din? The Gemara has enough locus on all. We don't have too many. We're running out of cases. If you're running out of cases, Rav Shemish Yizui isn't quoted so many times. Elo Amar Rav Papa, Ashiva. Rav Papa says the original din of Rav Shemish Yizui
The Rav Chanina Parson's life is a case of Tuna Vatara, which we'll have to explain in a minute. Very Nagel Aloha is Dina Vashida. Shida means a big closet, a big wooden box that people can walk in. Shida. Nachman Yitzchak says on Yayin, also a very important Dina Halakha Maitin, also both Mishnayos and Parson. Now there's no going to explain what are these two Mishnayos that Rav Shimon is really depending on for. Now he broke that back. Rafapa Omar Ashida, the more continues on the top of Daflam and Aleph and all. Rafapa claims the original case that Rav Chanina said, the pasuk like Rav Shimon Shizuri, is the following case. We have a din that if somebody is tamei, or if something is tamei, let's say you have a mate against us, or you have a behemoth guard, which is shechta behemoth, that has no tumor. So if an animal dies a natural death, it has a din of sin. A sheret died, one of the eight special shrotim singled out by the Torah, Shmona Shrotim, one of my favorite, one of those eight shrotim dies, it has a din of sin. So if something or somebody is tamei, and it touches somebody else, so the tumor is transmitted, and it goes down a level. You have different levels in tumor. Let's say if you have a human dead body that's a mace is labeled as the highest level of tumor. That's what is not called the Avi Avoy Satin. He's the highest level of sin. Anybody who comes in contact with a male becomes from a 1 degree lower. Sooner whenever it's transmitted, it always goes down 1 level lower. If a woman comes in contact with a male, becomes an Avat Sinner. Then if that person touches somebody else, or a Kli or food or something, that'll become a Rishonah Sinner. If the Rishon touches something else, it becomes a Shemi and so on and so on. So we have Adin. But not all kalim are matar tumah. Not all things in the world are matar tumah. There are only four classes of things that are susceptible to kabbalah sin. Adam, kalim, earthly, and mashka. You have food that's royal achilatar, not mikabayim. If you have good biscuits, and it's not royal achilatar, it's not matar tumah. It has to be food which is royal achilatar. Oichal adam is matar tumah. Mashka adam, beverages are matar tumah. And it's not that food and beverages in one area. There's a separate din that oichal is matar tumah. And it's actually in that mashkim on the Kabbalah tumah. The dinim are slightly different. But there's a major difference. But there is a difference between the two. And more we'll continue to discuss part of those details. So you have one area is that food is in the Kabbalah tumah, which is very often the then mashkim beverages on the Kabbalah tumah. Adam, Jewish people on the Kabbalah tumah, goyim are not in the Kabbalah tumah, and Adam are not Adam is in the Kabbalah tumah. And kalim, pots, pans, chairs. Kalim, they have a hispanic on the Kabbalah tumah. You think? Their Torah is not in the Kabbalah tumah. No. Here, skillin is Mikabu Tumma, so skillin is a tashu. It's like you have a bracelet or a watch, it's a clue. No. They still cannot be Mikabu Tumma. Then a hafer, a boy cannot be Mikabu Tumma, a boy is not Mikabu Tumma. We have a dinner with Abela, and the Hachamim introduced the unique reason, the times of the Mishnah. But all the girls have a dinner of Tumma Zahar. That's a different question. No, a guy who is dead, a guy who is alive is not Mitame. A guy who is dead is Mitame. The only question is, to what extent is the guy Mitame? Is Mitame in the same way that a dead body of a Yisrael is Mitame? Namely, Maga, Masa, and Ohel? Or do you say, no, that the guy don't have too much Ohel, because the Pasuk in connection with too much Ohel, so you don't have Maga, Masa, and Ohel, you just have Ohel, the Pasuk mentions Adam. Adam Kiyam is Borah. So sometimes I'm loved with them, I'm shinned by the whole house, I tend to love them, but only a Jewish body, a Jewish dead body, in a tummy bear. A Jewish dead body, not. That's a shalah how we talk. And Shulchan Aruch says, lechimah, that Kohanim should be careful not to go on a Jewish tummy. Because we are machmer, that Jewish dead bodies have the same style as the Jewish dead bodies. In the tummy, not only the Magam Yasa, the Ohel as well. But we're speaking, Alagoy is alive. Alagoy is alive. He's not Makabal Tumor or Menachor. It's only a din of the Rabbana that they have a din. But we have a din that tailored the vessels on a Kabbalah tumah. Pots, pans, and a Kabbalah tumah. Rings, watches, things, ornaments, necklace, bracelets, these kind of things. It's a clear statute in the Kabbalah tumah. We have some limitations, however. What if you have an Aron Kodesh? What if you have a wooden Aron Kodesh? If you have a metal, if you have a metal box, which looks like a metal trunk, that I use for transporting the big release, it's made out of metal. The digging it is, if it's used for transportation purposes, it has the status of a kli, and a kli is Mikabel Tumah. What happens, however, if I have a wooden box, and the wooden box is so large that it could contain 40 sur of water. If you would fill it up with water, it would contain 40 sur. 40 sur is the minimum size in a mikvah must be. 40 sur, the Gemara says, is an amah by an amah by 3 amahs. In other words, 3 cubic amet. So many times an Aron Kodesh will be that size. So if you have a kli by Aron Kodesh, because that's the case of the Marko. If you have a kli, a kabor b'nida, if you have a wooden kli, but for that matter, kli sheres is the same thing. If you have a wooden kli, which is bor b'nida, which is so large, that it would contain 44, if you would fill it up with a liquid, to get to the details, right? Then the halacha says that it's not mekadesh tumah. Likewise, let's say you have an Aron Kodesh which is not so large, but it wasn't the Aron Kodesh, it's not, let's say, the Chelek HaKadosh, and many shuls has a portable Aron Kodesh. So that when Rachman or somebody's eating shuls, they would bring an Aron Kodesh, get the Sefer to his own, so they have dominion there. But such an Aron Kodesh is a small kliyeh, made of wood, a small one, it's not anywhere near the size of 44, and it's a kliyeh which is meant to be moved around. They move it around. Whenever someone, Rachman or somebody's eating shuls, they take to his own. What about the Aron Kodesh in shul, though? Even if it's not so large, that if the kliyeh kabod and nido, it's not such a large size that it could contain 44 of a liquid, but if the kliyeh ha'otzei l'nachay, it's a kliyeh which is intended to stay in the one spot. It's a heavy piece, and even if it's not so heavy, it is intended to leave it in one spot. And the mizrach where it belongs, in the shul. So then the Gemara has a din, and it's not in the kabod tumah. Either kliyeh ha'otzei l'nachay, it is intended, it is manufactured in order to sit in one spot, it's not in the kabod tumah. If it's a kli matachas, if it's a metal kli, even a metal kli, even if it's intended to sit in one spot, even if it's very large, it still isn't kalachim. But this is a special topic in connection with kli eight, wooden kli. A wooden kli, which was intended to sit in one spot and not to move around, or a wooden kli, which is gigantic, it's so large, it's machtik, aben sir, kli eight, aben nida, is not the kalachim. So here, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, exactly how do you measure, the Gemara has in the Megillah, same story the Gemara tells in the Megillah, that once the people were davening in shul, and someone had died in the, on Shabbos, and somebody had died in the next room. So there was Kohanim in the shul, and the room was open, the door was open between one room and the other. There was no door. There was no way to block off the tumah. If there's a mace in the other room, and there's an opening, so the Kohanim are not allowed to think, so the Kohanim had to run out, listen, Kohanim wanted to daven in shul, they wanted to take their time, wanted to daven in shul, whatever. So the Gemara says, Rava was the Rava Matshir, so that he told him they should take the Aron Kodesh from Mizrach and move it over to block the entrance to the door. And since the Aron Kodesh is a kli which is so gigantic, it's a kli eitz avod and nida, it's so big, it's not mekabel tumah, so therefore that could be chotzeh b'shmei tumah. So the tumah tameis, because in the other room, will not penetrate, will not enter into this room, because the other principle, Rava she'en mekabel tumah, chotzeh b'shmei tumah. If I block up, let's say, if I block up the door, with a bunch of smaller, several smaller wooden kalim, each of which would be mekabel tumah, this would not be chotzeh b'shmei tumah, that wouldn't prevent the tumah from going through. Those kalim would be mekabel tumah themselves, and then tumah would continue to come into this room. So the Gemara says that it's only limited to the case when you have a gavah she'en mekabel tumah. If the thing which is blocking the doorway itself is not mekabel tumah, then it can be chotzeh b'shmei tumah, so the tumah will not penetrate in. So the Rebbe gave this answer. He said, take the Aron Kodesh and move it in front of the door and block the tumah so it won't, the tumah will not penetrate. The Kohanim had to run out right away. But then if the Kohanim wants to...
No.
Once you put it there and the Nath is in the other room, so you don't say, well, since the tumah is here, so it doesn't disappear. There's only tumah closed now that the door is open. Once you close the door, so there's no longer tumah here. So immediately when the Kohanim and Shul heard that somebody died in the adjacent room, they had all run out. But then as soon as they blocked up the entrance by moving the Aron Kodesh over, then the Kohanim were allowed to re-enter the room. That's the Dalai Kala. So now the Mishnah has a detail machlokes. The Mishnah is Kalim has a detail machlokes. How does one measure the size of the Shida? How does one measure the size of a large Kli 8, a large wooden Kli, to declare that it has 44, it could contain 44 of liquid, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah because of its size. So the Gemara says, if not, we have the following Mishnah. Hashida, if you have a large wooden container, a large wooden box, a wooden plate. Vayshamayamim nimdadis nibisnim. You measure it in the inside. How much water could you pour into this? The water's going to leak out, so it's full of holes. But if you would have, if you would be able to sit in water, how much water would be contained in the inside? But the wooden clay has a certain thickness to it. So we disregard the thickness of the clay itself. You have to have a clay 8, which could contain 44 water if it would be containing water. Now, it's not waterproof. So if you're going to put in water, it's all going to go out through the crack. So how much water could it contain at the wick contain? Well, they said a lot, and they said a bit of you, and then they come. They say not only is it a kliyeh habod and either, not only is it considered too large a kliyeh, and it's not metabol tumah. If it could contain in the hollow part on the inside 40 stores of water, we measure the bachut, we measure the wooden kliyeh, including the thickness of the dayfen, including the thickness of the kliyeh. In other words, if I would take the whole wooden, what do you have in the dining room? What do you call it? You keep all the brake pump. Let's say you have a wooden brake pump. The same din applies to glass talim also. So if you have a brake pump, it's made of wooden glass. So the same din applies. It doesn't apply to metal. If the metal clea is too big, it's still metabol tumah. But if you have a wooden clea, or a clea matet, or a clea cheret, or a clea kuchis, this din applies. So let's say I have such a brake pump where the small brake pump, where I couldn't contain 40 feet of water inside the hollow part, the containing part of the brake pump, but the thickness of the water, thickness of the drill, the whole thing altogether, if I lower the whole thing into a body of water, it would displace 40 feet of water. So they say, they say that's also called a kliyeh habod, that's a gigantic size kliyeh, and you measure the kliyeh mibachut, in other words, you measure the size of the kliyeh, including the thickness of the kliyeh itself. However, what if you have, let's say, a fancy brake pump, which has, doesn't have 40 store in the content, in the volume inside, in the empty sink. The only way to consider it as having 40 store is, let's say, it's on legs. Let's say, just a big brake pump over here, and then you have heavy legs on the bottom holding it up. Would you be able to count the thickness of the legs also as part of your size of the 40-foot? So the Mishnah starts off by saying, well, Umodim Eidu V'Eidu, both Rishama and Bifilim agree with each other, She'ein Ovi Haraglayim Ovi Halim Zivazim Nimdad. You cannot count to include into your Adon Sora to declare that the Kli is so gigantic that it no longer can be Mekabel Tumah. You cannot count the thickness of the legs, that's Ovi Haraglayim, the thickness of the legs of the Kli, or the holy halib zavaz and din zavaz is like this. I only saw it on a pool table. When you have a table and you have a piece of wood that goes over here. A lip. A lip of so it goes around the table so that whatever is on will not fall off. So apparently they had pool tables in the time. You know, they had tables with lips. Yeah. So if you have such a thing, with that fancy section, let's say the lip that goes around, with that, and that's, let's say, very thick, would that count also the thickness of the lid result that goes around the top, would that count to be mushroom to towards the 40 foot? So the Mishnah says definitely not. No, the name of the other, but the Shana the two, they agree that you don't count. They say, well, only most of them will say that not only do you count the 40 foot of volume inside the tree, the tree could contain 40 foot inside, that's what the Shana says. You still say you can count the thickness of the dayfen of the kli itself. But you can't count what's on top, you can't count what's on bottom. We disregard the thickness of the legs on the bottom, and we disregard the thickness of the lids of those on top. That's the way the Tanakhama quotes the shittas of the Shana Bittur. So if Yaisi Yomer, if Yaisi disagrees, and he says, no, it's not correct. Modim, the Shana Bittur, are modim. He disagrees, he says, that's not correct. The tradition has it that they both agree, Shavu Ha'akhlan Ro'a Ha'lim Zivazim, is Nimdad does count. You do count the thickness of the lip on top and the thickness of the legs on the bottom. However, Beinehem ain't a Nimdad. That everybody is made of. Beinehem, let's say on a brake front you have also like that, right? You have the, not brake front has like that. You have the empty, the hollow part inside. So the first version of the Shaman say you only count how much hollow is it. You still say you can count the thickness. And then on top of the brake front, you have that the one piece of wood goes up further than the roof of the brake pump. The wood you count, the thickness of the wood that goes up on top. So the first time it says definitely not. The next time it says yes, yes. You would even count the thickness on top, but you wouldn't count the hollow part on top of the brake pump. That's the holiday is not. Bema Deshana, Bema Deshira. That's what you say. They may have made on Inda. The empty space in between the thick part, whether on the bottom, the empty space on the bottom, and the empty space on top, that's the outside of the kli. That doesn't count to make the kli a bigger kli. He claims that nechle kli b'shanah 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 b'shanah. He claims it's not true. There never was such a nechle like that. to be nice.
The sickness.
Yeah, no. So the past few sins that he has are naturally for the shining of the city, the day of the... Yeah. He says there never was an achlegis at all on this issue. There are 100 other achlegis. But on this issue, they never argued at all. However, Rabbi Yossi holds, they may have been on Nimdad. The empty space on top of your great front, or the empty space in between the heavy legs on the bottom, that's definitely not to be counted as part of the kli. So it's not like the hollow part of the inside, it's not the thickness of the kli. Comes the third opinion of Shemesh Zuriya in there, that sometimes you even count the hollow part on the bottom. Shemesh Zuriya in there, and how you rub lying the way it's set off, if the legs are a test off or more above the ground, ain't they named Nimda. Then the empty space on the bottom, the hollow empty space on the bottom, is too big a space, and then it's not to be included in the share of our bone store. However, the Imlach, what if the empty space on the bottom is lower than a Tefah? So he claims, they may have Nimda, but even the empty space on the bottom, empty space on top of time, he always is never included, like the Yehudah, never included to make the Mashkin that bone store. But the empty space on the bottom is sometimes included. What? So the Tefah is of the opinion that this is the original bit of Shemesh Zuri, and we don't have any oral tradition in connection with this Mishnah at all. Nobody said at all how you passed it. So Rav Papa says, oh, this must be the original Mishnah where Rav Chanina reported by you and saying halachic Rav Shemesh Zuri here, and not on a connection of this case, he passed on Rav Shemesh Zuri in all other cases as well. It's similar to the issue, but it's not really the same. Here it's a completely different shaila. Here's a shaila, how big is the kli? Is the kli big? Here's a shaila, mechitza. It's a similar case, but it's a completely different issue. I mentioned that this is nageh halacha l'maaseh. In what sense is this nageh? It's not nageh to you, it's not nageh to me. It's nageh to kohanim. It's very, very nageh to kohanim. The good is, the case that I gave before, that there was a mace in the room that was adjacent to the shul, and the person died, and the tumor went in, and the kohanim ran out, and then Rabbi said, move beyond Kedush over, it's a kliyeh. That's so big, it kliyeh, it's above the midah, so then it would be chotez b'shnei atumah, because the Rabbi Shem b'kav atumah is chotez b'shnei atumah, and then the kohanim may re-enter the shul. So Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion, you don't even know if anyone disagrees, Rashi and the Rambam and the Rai, all three, say the following. This halacha that a dovah ha-matad atumah, ain't a chotez b'shnei atumah, so I want to block the door up. If there's a mace in the other room, Rahman al-Sham, and you want to block the doorway up so the tumah should not enter into this room, so you must use Dova She'ena Mekabel Tumah. Cannot use a Dova Ha'Mekabel Tumah. Let us use a Kli, which is Ena Mekabel Tumah. Not all vessels are Mekabel Tumah. Nor has Kli Avonim. Let's say I make a Kli out of stone. Kli Adonah. Kli Adonah means I make earthenware pottery. So if I make earthenware pottery, I put it into the burning hot furnace, into the kiln, and then it gets baked like china, that's called Tricheres. Tricheres is a pasuk in the Torah. Tricheres is Mekabel Tumah. But if I make earthenware, and I didn't put it into the oven, and it didn't bake itself out yet, then it's just called Kli Adonah. Some countries, they use Kli Adonah. We don't use them in but some countries, they use Kli Adonah. So the din is that Kli Adonah, that says that it made from stone, the Kli Adonah, which weren't baked out well by a very hot furnace, or clay glowing ivory kalim, made from ivory, the deal is that it's not a Mekabel Tumah. So what if I have such vessels, what if I have such kalim blocking the entrance to the doorway, there'll be a mace in one room, and somebody's in this room, and I want to know, look at Kohen, I want to know, does the tumah go through or not? So Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rai, all three say the tumah will go through. Even though these kalim, these types of kalim are never Mekabel Tumah, but it's still a kli. And the din is that a kli is considered Dova HaMekabel Tumah. Even though this particular kli is ain't a Mekabel Tumah. It's never Mekabel Tumah, not Menachar, not Medirabon, it doesn't matter. Since it's a kli, it's a vessel, and vessels are normally susceptible to Tumah, it cannot be Chosei Lishnei Atumah. So what is all the stay over here to the question, how do you read the Gemara? No, tells him to give about Chazav, the story, that there was a maze there. So Rabbi said, in Einfeld, get the wooden or in Kurdish, and block the doorway, and the wooden or in Kurdish is not Mekabel Tumah. What do I care if it's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's still a kli? If it's a kli teidach nish, so the mafarshim all explain the same shach. It depends what kind of a wooden on kodesh it is. There are two kinds. There's a gigantic on kodesh that has the size of 44. How do you measure your 44? Including the thickness, not including the top, the bottom, the lips, the length, whatever it is. But if you have a large size kli, That's one kind of a din, but it's not Mekabel Tumah. Then you have another smaller Kodesh. But you have a smaller Kodesh that stands in one spot in the shul. It's not meant to be moved around. But it's not our brain so large. Then it's to create that Osri Lenachis, the wooden kli, which was intended to sit in one spot, not to be moved around. But it's not such a gigantic kli. So here the Tosk can all distinguish. If you have a kli, a wooden kli, which is not so large, but it's intended to sit still, then it is a kli. Even though it's not Mekabel Tumah. Then if you admit such an Aron Kodesh to the doorway, it would not be Chalitza Gzus Netzim. Let's say, if you take the Aron Kodesh that the Chavi Kaddish uses by its Mamash, that's Mekabel Tumah. That's a Mamash a Kliyeh, which is meant to be moved around, like any other Kliyeh, like a chair. Well, regular Kliyeh is Mekabel Tumah. So if you take that to block up the Tumah, it's definitely not Chalitza Gzus Netzim. Even if you take the Aron Kodesh in Shul, which is a small Aron Kodesh, it doesn't have the size of 40 steps, a small one. But it's intended to stand still. Osri lenachez. Lenachez means to be stationary. So the din is that it's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's still a kli. So if you take that and block up the entranceway, the tumah will go through, because you may not use a kli to be chotis b'shnei tumah. The only kind of aron kodesh you can use, that Rebbe was speaking of, is the kli eight, which is bo b'nida. It's 44 long, then the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Ran, and all the Rishonim say, then it's called a lid. The reason why the wooden kli is not Mekabel Tumah, it's too big, is because that great point is not a kli, it's a room. It's a room that's in the room. That undermines it. If you have a room that's in the room, that's cool. So if I move a room over here, if I made a wall, room is how they have walls around it. That's why can you call it just now tumor. Kliyeh Tabor B'Nidah is called it just now tumor, because it's considered a room that's called an oil. The Rambam says like that, we're showing it's called an oil. This is the goal of being. Yes, it has to block the whole doorway. If it doesn't block the whole doorway, then you have complications. If it blocks almost the whole doorway, you have less than a tefach to go, less than a tefach open space, so then there's a whole gemara in Baruch Asher that it will only be chotis b'shnei tumah if you plan to leave it there for distance. But obviously, if you didn't plan to leave your own kodesh, you might have your own kodesh in Israel for it alone, they just put it there temporarily. So because it's only there temporarily, you have to block up the entire spot. That's what the Rishonim. If you close the doors like this, the door is not the wall, the door is not a clue. The door belongs to the wall, that's what it is. So this is a shaila, this is a common shaila. Sometimes you have, in museums, you have dead bodies that are on display in glass cases. In the University in England, in London, they have Jeremy Bentham, who was the founder of one of the big universities, I forgot the name. It's London University Town. So he's a great. So he left the Tavro. So he left the Tavro that he wants to be buried there. And he used to have his body sitting up, all dressed up, sitting in his chair like a professor. And it's in a big glass case. And then when they have, sometimes when they have faculty meetings, and they have it every graduation, they roll them into the faculty meeting. Right, so the whole time, when the Kahana walked back and forth in the medical school, he's in his glass case. And then once every couple of months, or every year when they have the graduation, so then they take him out of the glass case and they put him up on stage and they have him sit there by the knee. Then they put him back in his case. So the Shaila is, assuming that we are not, it's like, we're not going to let him believe. So assuming that a Kohen is not allowed to be in the family even to make their goat, that's for the present Shaila, even the Oyo, not only the Magamasi, even the Oyo, so the Shaila is make Kahana in the pen. That's cool. Okay, it's a university in London. They can't attend that university enough. Well, let's say if you have a museum where they have mummies, Egyptian mummies, assuming that the Egyptian mummies are also in the family. If the Shaila say if dead bodies from the Kaida Matan Tayyar, then they're not even that in the family at all. But if they have mummies from Lacha Matan Tayyar site, they have to ascertain exactly where these mummies came from. If you have mummies from Lacha, the mummies are? They're in cases, right. They're sending over here. Let's say you have a dead body that's in a glass case, and the glass case is gigantic. The glass case has our bones for. So the shaila is, would that be chotis b'shnei tumah or not? So the person say yes. That if you have a glass case, which is glass has the same din as kliyeh and the same din as kliyeh. Not all kliyeh have this din. Metal you wouldn't have this din. But in kliyeh, in kliyeh, and kliyeh you have such a din. If it's not like our bones for, it's not mekabel tumah. And not only it's not mekabel tumah, it's considered an ohel. It's considered an oil. If it's considered an oil, then it's chotis, but not chotis. That's all off of the Dayan, the man who was, there was a Rav Dayan Zussman, who was a Dayan in London for many years, now he retired already.
He reached 65 and retired, lived married to Soma. He did the same as Dayan Abramsky. The Chesla Abramsky, when he reached retirement age, so he gave up his shtel in the Rabbanus in London, and he went there to Sof, to sit in life. He retired from Sitzimina. Now Dayan Grossman did the same stuff. He retired from the present position in London, and he lives in Soma. He has a yeshiva, he has a coach. So he has a very interesting tshuva about this Jeremy Bentham in the university. There's Navarro, all the sheep is apostolic, and he comes out lacuna. He's maker. Based on the assumption, he measured it, and he says the thing was much more than Abramsky. And Allah says that it really helps with this matter. The only issue over here is, places have a kasha on Rashi. What kind of a kli is the Shiva? What do you do with the Shiva? Shi Yu Dalad. What is the Shiva? So Rashi quotes, places here quotes a Rashi in Shabbat. So Rashi says that the Shiva is like a rickshaw. It's a wooden kli that is used for people riding, like you have a horse and a buggy. The people ride in that kli. And it's a gigantic wooden kli. So Tosfos has a comment on Rashi. It is a kli which is intended for people to sit on, a buggy, that you, the people sit in the wagon. You have a wagon that's pulled by a horse. So that kli is in the yuchad l'medrit. Tumas medrit means it's a chair, or shoes, or a mat, something which is in the yuchad for people to walk on, or to sit on, has a special din. Sometimes has a fancy din of Kabbalah tumah, and whereas usually the tumah goes down on Madrega, and Avi Avoy makes something enough, makes something else a rishon, and rishon makes the shen, rishon makes the shlishin, and so on. When you have a medrash, let's say a zav who is an av, it's not a medrash, the medrash becomes an av hatzim. Instead of going down to Madrega, it remains on the same level of sin. So special din of medrash. So we have a gemara in Choros, says it says, the gemara says in Choros of Aflam it says, that although there is a din that shute klei is not the kabbat sin, let's say I buy a Dixie cup, I buy ice cream in a Dixie cup, I have to eat it for something? Not shirayim from the Rebbe that you should be thinking. You have to, they have to give you a spoon. So what kind of a spoon do they give? So they give, let's say a lot of times they give you a wooden spoon. So the wooden spoon that they give is a flat, doesn't have any hollowed out part like the spoon that we use at home. The teaspoons or the soup spoons has a base kibble in it. The wooden spoon that they give you is just a plain stick. That's like shute klei, it's a flat wooden kli. It's useful as a kli. Let's say a toothpick is a pshute kleye. It's a flat piece of wood that you use as a kli. So the deal is that a pshute kleye has no tumah min haTorah. Once in a while it'll have a tumah de rabbanah. Most of the time not. Once in a while. Let's say a toothpick doesn't have even any, you know, it's a kli. If you have it, if people use metal toothpicks that has a tumah, that's a kabbat tumah. Let's say the dentist has a big pick. If he has a metal, he has a metal pick, so that's considered a kli. That's a kabbat tumah. But if you have, let's say, a wooden toothpick that doesn't have any base keeper, nothing is hollowed out in it, so that's double shenim akadisim. So we have a principle, what if I have, however, a wooden mat? Let's say we take a phrase, lulavim from the tree, and we make woven lulavim, we make a flock in a lulavim, and I make a mat out of that. And I use this mat to sit on the floor. People sit on the floor, let's say, now. So the din is that mat has a din of tumas medrash on it. Even though it's a pshute klei, even a glue on the tree is fake, and pshute has no base kibble at all, flat, the din is that it does have kabbalah tumah. Somebody will touch it, somebody or something which is tumah, will come in contact with that mat, the mat will be the kabbalah tumah, right? I, pshute klei, are normally not the kabbalah tumah. So the Gemara says in Chorus there is an exception to the rule. If the klei is miyuchat for medrash, if the flat wooden klei is miyuchat to sit on, and it has tumas medrash is a very high level of tumah, so the Gemara says it certainly has, we learn it up in Sittim, it certainly has a din of tumas madah, even in a case where it's not going to be a medrash, no one's going to sit on it. Somebody come or something come is going to touch it. It has a din of tumas madah, even though it's a pshute klei, because it's rei lemedrash. The Tosfos checks our kasha over here, if you normally require the klei to be mekabel tumah, then it should have a base kibbutz, it should have a post. Should have a certain section that's hollowed out. But if it's royal, the medrash that people sit on it, you use it for sitting on, then you discard all the requirements and all the traditions, and you say it's mekabel tumah, not disdaining the fact that it doesn't have a pole, a base kibbutz. The place is asked on Rashi, what if you have this big wagon, the horse pulls a wagon, and the wagon is a gigantic wagon, it's more than four times our brain's full. You can pour in loads, tons and tons of water in that wagon.
So what does Rashi say over here? It's not Makaro Tumah, but it's Miyuchad for Medrash. People sit on it. Whatever is Miyuchad for Medrash is automatically Makaro Tumah, and you don't need the requirements, the normal requirements that you need for normal Kliya. Let's play this Kasha against Rashi. The Pesach says Rashi is wrong. So all of the Pesachim, that's the dying dressmaker, saying that it's true. He goes to Rishon and answer on Pesach Kasha. Obscure Rishon would give the answer. That's why the dying dressmaker had it out of Tshuva. It's not so obvious the answer. But so if we give the answer, you look inside, state already. Sassenus says like that on his own, and Rishon said like that. The answer is as follows. This is different. If you have a wooden clay that's flat, I have a flat toothpick, or I have a flat spoon for the Dixie cup, that is a clay, it is a clay, but it's a beam and it's not Makabal Tumah. The place is close to Gemara and Torah, but if I have a flat mat, which I sit on, for instance, me with a Semedrish, and I have Anakin and Makabal Tumah Semedrish, even though it doesn't have any base keeper, so this one has even Tumah Magra as well. That's because basically this thing really is a clean, but there's a thing in Islamic Kabbalah that doesn't have a base keyboard. So that requirement, the base keyboard, is listed whenever it's Miyuchat Semedrish. But if you have a Kliyeh Tabor the Nidor, you have a gigantic Kliyeh which is Machzik Ador and Tor, that's not that that's a Kliyeh, but it's not a Kabbalah Tumah. It's not a Kliyeh at all, it's a room. It's a Reihu Kol Holim, that's the Lashon HaRambam, it's like a room. If it's a room, it's a room. So what do you care if you sit on it, you sit in the room also. You sit in the room, it doesn't make it into a Kliyeh. Every room people sit on the floor. People walk on the floor. But does that make all the floors roll in the so the whole room is Makabatim? A room is not a Kli. So that's what the answer to Rashi is. The place's opinion is that if you have a Kli that's the size of 44, it then you rename the Kli. But it's a din, it's not Makabatim because it's too big. Rashi denies that. Rashi, the Zaman, the Leibniz, Rav HaRishonim disagree with Pesach. Rav HaPosim, and that's why we talk to Allah against this big Pesach over here. Rav HaPosim knows that there's a difference between a Kli Yeta, Osu Lenachay, and the Kliyeh Tabor Benidol. If you have a Kliyeh, if you're in Kurdish, that's a smaller in Kurdish, but it stands in one spot, that is a Kliyeh, but it's not Makabal Tumah because it's possible enough, it's intended to sit in one spot. So since it is a Kliyeh, even if it's not Makabal Tumah, you wouldn't be able to use it to block off the Tumah in the other way. Because it's considered Dovah HaMakabal Tumah, even though in actuality it's not Makabal Tumah, but it's a Kliyeh, and a Kliyeh, all came on Dovah HaMakabal Tumah, even a Kliyeh, 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 which in actuality are not Makabal Tumah, but since they're Kalim, it cannot be Chosin. Tumah goes through that. Even though they themselves are not Makabal Tumah, Tumah will go through. Only if they have a Kliyeh Tabor Benidol, if it's a gigantic size, it's more than 44, then the Rav HaRishonim disagree with these first top cases of Rav Menachem, and I love the opinion, and then it's no longer further Kliyeh. Then it's considered an Ohel, it's a room. No, a room is not Makabal Tumah. I don't care if it's Reilim, it's still not Makabal Tumah. And therefore, it's also Chosin, it's Makabal. That's what I love. That's what the Gemara says. If you move a bigger in Kurdish, lock up the doorway, then the fingers are not coming. That's how we pass them, Lama. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses that a gigantic Kli is mixing up. So some Amorim are of the opinion that since the Kli is so big and doesn't have a din of Kli with Gabi Kabbalah Tumah, so likewise it should not have a din of Kli with Gabi Shabbos, and whatever is not a Kli is automatically mixing. Whatever is not a Kli is mixing. And then there's no costumes, not so. But even though it's so big, and you need two people to move this heavy on Kurdish, and it's never intended to be moved around, it's still not, it still is considered a Kli. For mixed purposes, it's not mixed. Even one should have argued, whatever is not a Kli is automatically mixed, so that's ignored the equation. Nonetheless, there's more comes to the conclusion that it's not mixed, even though it cannot be carried by one person. So far the Gemara has quoted one opinion, the opinion of our Potter. This is a historical issue at this point. Where is the original Mishnah Abraisa where Rav Shimon HaZurai's view was quoted, that Rav Chanina passes on that din, and he passes on all other cases Rav Shimon HaZurai's view is quoted. So Rav Papa's view was quoted, but it's in connection with the Mishnah thing. And then he's also going to quote the other man, Lachem Bayitzchak, who has another sheet in connection with a completely different thing, which is also very, very relevant thing. Perhaps I'll close with a, rather than start the next piece of Gemara, which will be a little detail, take a little too long, perhaps I'll just close with one point on this week's schedule. The Torah tells us in this week's schedule that the Yaakov Avinu was fighting with an angel, and the angel broke his leg, and he was limping, and then the Torah says, therefore, all came to remember this incident, that Yaakov Avinu is good on us. We are not permitted to eat a certain part of the animal life, to remember this incident that Yaakov Avinu had to fight with the Malach himself. What is the significance of remembering this story? Why is Al Kaila Yajibani said? What are we supposed to remember about this story? So the Chatzkuni, in his commentary on Rashi, the Chatzkuni was a Rishon who was a contemporary of Rashi. And what is Rishon? In his Pirush al Hapar, the Chatzkuni says the following shot. Yaakov Avinu was a very old man at that time. That's been in his 80s, no? He's very old. And he had, Kaila and Hore had a whole family of Asach Kindalach, no? And 12 children were already born. They had 11 sons and one boy. And the prophet says that he was schlepping all the pekalach, he was carrying all the packages. By Vasa Yankov Levanda, he was all by himself, when his person was schwarzer mugged him. He got beaten up. Look, if I would be walking in the streets with my 12 children, nobody would start up with me, unless the other chevron would have a whole group. But one guy would never dare to start up with me if I worked with the whole tribe. So it was their fault that the father was beaten up. If they would have been with him, nobody would ever dare start up with the father. So they were mezalzel and kibud av, and it's because of them that the father never had a temple. So to remember, as a kapara, as if they were mekabel a kapara on themselves, the children of Yaakov Avinu, accepted as a kapara on themselves, never to forget this terrible incident, that they were responsible for the mugging of their father. It says, Akein Riyotu B'nei Yisrael, the children of Yaakov Avinu. That's how it seems to check. And you saw the children of Yankov Avinu at Saint leading it on Asher to remember that they should be maxed a little more and keep it up. Help out the old man to carry the pekel. That's how the Chassidim said Shem. Usually, however, we learn a different shot in the pekel. The Ramban on Chumash and the Radak on the Haftorah, which speaks also about Yankov Avinu fighting with the Malach, learn a different shot. That's from Yodan Torah Pshat in the Parsha. What are we supposed to remember? What lesson are we supposed to remember? So the Chassidim says the lesson of keep it up. What are the lessons of the Sotan Rimei? So the Ramban and Rabbah say a completely different Kavanah. Who was Yaakov Avinu fighting with? So the Pesach says, the Pesach in Chumash is unclear. The Pesach says in Hafer, he was fighting with Amalek. Who won? Who won the fight? So in the Chumash it's a little bit unclear. You can't tell exactly, but the Hafer says clearly that Yaakov won the fight. And Amalek broke his leg, but basically Yaakov won the fight. So what is the lesson taught over here? That when Yaakov, doesn't have the Radak comment on the Treyotah and the Ramban comment on Chumash. And Yaakov represents Klal Yisrael, fights with a Malach, which represents Teva. The Gemara says, what is a Malach? There are different kinds of Malach. So there is some, the Rambam writes, there are 10 categories of Malach. Each one is a higher level of Malach in the system than the other. So there is one type of Malach that the Gemara refers to, which we would call Sikkei HaTeva. Simple, just plain nature. The Gemara says in Kulin, every blade of grass that grows on this earth has a malach, a maka also, which hits it and beats it. The Yomalo Gadel, and it tells you that it should grow well. So what does Gemara mean when they use the term malach in this sense? In other cases, malach in some here. But here it simply means the Chukki HaTeva. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, that there's a Teva. The world is governed by nature, by natural principles, natural law. So when you see Yaakov Avinu fighting with Amalek, and Yaakov represents Klal, and Amalek represents Teva, what does it mean? That Ein Mazal LeYisrael. The Gemara has a whole sugya in the end of Masech HaShabbos that we expect that the Jewish nation we are now subject to Shlitas HaKachov and HaMazal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Sheshes Mediations, he created mathematical principles, he created principles of physics, principles of chemistry, all of Teva, and he also created principles of history. And the history, the principles of history govern all the universe, just like all the Teva governs them, what fire turns, and water extinguishes fire, and water getting down, fire goes up, and all the flowing out Teva. All the regular, like mathematical principles, all the Teva applies to everything. And the historical principles apply to all the universe. Mashiach came, but any Israel are not subject to Chukki HaTeva. That's what the Gemara means. Mazel doesn't apply to Israel. The Gemara has a whole sugya on this, and the Ramban says this is a basic research. So the Ramban and Rabat say that's exactly what the Gavana of the fight with the Malach is, that when Bnei Yisrael come into a confrontation with Chukki HaTeva, all Chukki HaTeva, all natural principles are suspended, and they don't apply to us. That the Jewish history is always the Ma'alam and HaTeva, so is supernatural, so is above nature. The Rambam stresses this thing many times on Chumash. He claims that whoever doesn't believe in it is missing a basic tenet in our faith. So we read in the Torah that if we really violate the laws of Shemitah, then the Eretz Yisrael will be taken away from us, we will not be sent into Golos. How can anybody in his right mind explain this like the Chukki HaTeva? The Teichach, the whole Teichach, the Biachas in the Kolos, that if you observe God's mitzvahs, then the rain will come down in the right time. If you don't observe God's mitzvahs, it will not rain.
How can one explain our Pitabha, why the rain depends on whether I'm going to wake soon or not? That's going to tell me it's going to rain. The Rambam says it's Mesirish and the Torah that ain't Mazal Yisrael. But all of Klolei HaTeva, all the natural laws and principles, that the real nature or historical principles don't apply at all to the Nei Yisrael. That's what these Mephoshim say, I'm more Tzahach, I'm more down to Ef Pshat and the Pasuk. I'll train the Yechel Bnei Yisrael to get on Asher. We should refrain from even getting on Asher to remember this incident. That Yaakov fought with the Malach and Yaakov won. And this teaches us a lesson that Bnei Yisrael are the Ma'ala Menachem. Amen.